الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. I will take one verse from Surah Al-Mujadala, verse number 11. This is about the value of knowledge, the true value in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا. Well, you believe when you are told to make room in the assemblies of seeking knowledge. Sahaba used to crowd the majlis of the Prophet. People would wait outside. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers who are already sitting, gather together and make room for your brothers who are eager to seek knowledge. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. If you do so, Allah will open His grace for you. You will receive the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا. When you are told to rise up, to do good works, rise up. Don't hesitate. Respond to the call of the Messenger of Allah. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to exalt, to raise the status of those who believe and seek knowledge, those who are endowed with knowledge, to higher levels, higher ranks with Him. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Verily, Allah is aware of what you do. This ayah, of course, everything in the Quran needs to be reflected upon. We benefit from the Quran only to the extent we reflect upon it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't they reflect on the message of the Quran? أَمَّلَا قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Is it that the hearts have locks, so they cannot ponder? And one of the greatest tragedy in the Muslim world, from early times, people who read the Quran without understanding. يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَا يُجَاوِزُ تَرَاقِيَ. They read it, they chant it, they don't absorb the imbibe the message. And actually, it's a terrifying sign, the Prophet said. إِذَا كَثُرَ قُرَّاؤُكُمْ وَقَلَّ فُقَهَاؤُكُمْ فَانْدَ الرِّسَاعَ. When there are many who chant the Quran, but very few who understand the message of the Quran, the few who are knowledgeable in the depth of the Quran, فَانْدَ الرِّسَاعَ. This is one of the signs of the hour. How often it's repeated, but people give more importance to attending the chanting sessions rather than the sessions of knowledge. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Rasulullah teaching the Sahaba, and the Sahaba gathering in crowds, they have no room to sit. So they are told, those who are already in the assembly, make room for your brothers. You know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the value with Allah is different from the value with people. People value wealth. People value posh cars, big mansions, strength, muscular strength, leadership power. These are the values people consider. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two criteria. The criteria are two. Al-ilm wal-amal. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Those who have faith and do seek knowledge and who are endowed with knowledge, Allah will raise them in status. In another place in Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. They have stations according to the works they perform in this world. What kind of works? Works to make a difference in the society, to move the society forward to truth and justice, to fairness, to compassion, making a difference in the lives of people. to be charitable, to practice fairness, mercy, forgiveness. So the two criteria, ilm and amal. As for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who seek repentance. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Allah loves those who excel in good works. Wallahu yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah loves those who seek purification. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam started his mission, and it was a mission of empowering people through knowledge. Because the Quranic revelation began with the order to read, not to worship. Iqra. The first imperative in the Quran is Iqra, read. It's not to pray, actually. There are more verses in the Quran asking us to learn and acquire knowledge than about worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, true knowledge should lead us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam empowered these people who were marginalized in the Meccan society. You have a beautiful example of the status of these people in the sight of Allah and the standard of these people in the worldly, in the eyes of the materialist people. I take the example of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the greatest companions of the Prophet. He did not belong to Quraysh. He was Ahbash, on the margins of the Meccan society. He had no status. But Islam came and exalted him because he was always seeking knowledge. And by the time Rasulullah died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was one of the greatest scholars in Islam. There is an interesting story. The Prophet was traveling with his companions, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud climbed a tree, a tender tree. Actually, the wind was blowing and his legs were exposed, bare. And the Sahaba looked at his tender legs, very, very slender. Some of them laughed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "What are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I know you are laughing at these slender legs. You know, these legs are more weighty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Jabal Uhud. Because this man is of high status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The Prophet was sitting another time. One man passed. The Prophet asked them, "What do you think about this man? What's the value of this man?" He said, "This man, if he recommends, his recommendation will be accepted. If he were to propose to a girl, they will give her in marriage to him." Then another came, a poor man, companion. "What do you think of this man?" He said, "If he recommends, nobody will listen. If he were to propose, nobody will give him his daughter in marriage." The Prophet said, "You know what? In the sight of Allah, if the whole world, earth was full of this first category of men, that is equivalent to this one man in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." What is valuable in Islam is not wealth or power or muscular strength. The value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real knowledge. That is why Rasulullah is told not to pray, "Waqul Rabbi zidni mala." My Lord, increase me in wealth. No, that's not our prayer. That's not the prayer recommended. "Waqul Rabbi zidni ilma." My Lord, increase my knowledge. The Prophet is ordered to pray, and every day this was part of his daily prayer. "Rabbi zidni ilma." You have the beautiful examples of the journey of knowledge inspired by the Quran and the traditions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was studying with the Orientalist, and you know, they recognize this and they consider it as one of the perennial institutions of Islamic civilization. The journey in search of knowledge inspired by the Quranic exhortations for seeking knowledge. People who travel months and years to seek knowledge.
Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, venerable man, old man, almost touching, almost ready to go to his grave.
He's still seeking knowledge and people are asking him, Ila mata, until when you will be engaged in the pursuit of knowledge? He said, Ma al mihbara ila al maqbara. I'm going to take my inkpot to my grave. And I did carry inkpot, but the inkpot of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is a lot heavier than the inkpot I used to carry to the school. So you see, and that is why, you know, Imam Abu Yusuf, the first foremost companion of Imam Abu Hanifa. By the way, Imam Abu Hanifa's school of jurisprudence, they say, is all traced back to the knowledge and the rulings of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam lifted him up from the lowest bottom of the Meccan society to give him an exalted position in the history of mankind because of his knowledge. So, the value of knowledge in the minds of this great companion of Abu Hanifa was such. Later on, this Abu Yusuf became rich. And you know what he said? I am willing to part with half of my wealth to be sitting with Abu Hanifa in one majlis. The value of one session with Abu Hanifa is equivalent to half of my wealth. Brothers and sisters, the slogan, the motto of this institute is يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise in status those of you who cherish faith and those who are endowed with knowledge. To seek knowledge, brothers, I may be going from here, but let this institution continue to discharge this trust, the prophetic. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave behind gold and silver. He left behind knowledge and pray. I know.